The federal Stafford student loan interest rate will double on July 1st if Congress does not pass a measure to stop the increase. Vermont's sole congressman was at the University of Vermont to compile stories from students about their debt.
They're accumulating debt. They're all going to be in the range of $30,000 in debt when they get out. And they're anxious about how they're going to pay that bill off, especially in an economy that's not producing jobs that we need. And if we anchor kids with this huge debt, we're going to be putting up roadblocks to the middle class. So the one thing we can't do is stuff the burden onto the kids by doubling their interest rates.
Welch met numerous students in the Davis Center who told him any further financial burden could threaten their college plans.
Hi, I'm Peter Welch. How are you?
What we're trying to do is just find out about the challenges that you and your classmates face with paying for college.
Thank you so much for at least talking to me. I feel a lot better
thank
at
you.
Least about it. Yeah, I'm sure a lot of kids at UVM would be more than happy to talk to you about
20-year-old junior political science major Ann Newen is worried about how she will pay back her loans.
The fact that the rates are going to be doubled is just kind of stupid that they're going to be doing this to, like, students that need education. Students like me are the future of, like, America, and, like, you shouldn't be burdening us with so much debt. But I'm really glad he came out to speak, and I feel a lot better, and I'm glad that he kind of understands at least the real scary-ness that students are facing.
Among those Congressman Welch talked to were junior economics and sociology major Gavin Castor and former student body president Senior Julian Galfarini.
You guys have debt?
I do not.
Oh,
very,
yeah.
Very fortunate.
I've got a pant load of debt. I got $70,000 in debt before I could even drink a beer.
$70,000?
I think I'll have like $70,000 or $100,000.
And I mean, even not having debt, like, I feel like just the cost of going to school, especially here as an out-of-state student, is kind of absurd.
Yeah.
And, you know, anything that you can do to help with that is great. I'm actually the former student body president here at UVM.
You are?
I actually went to a conference in Washington hosted by the president with 100 other SGA presidents, student body presidents from all over the country, and this was issue number one. The affordability of college and the fact that these loan and interest rates are going to go up. You're punishing the wrong people and the students.
So how does that feel for you to be standing next to one of your good friends?
Yeah.
And because of your circumstances, you graduate with little debt, and he's going to graduate with $70,000 in debt.
I think it's really unfair.
I don't see myself as like a victim or being punished. You know what I mean? Like, you go to college, you accumulate debt, and then you work that off. It's just becoming conflated.
Congressman Welch plans to use the stories to push for the extension of lower loan rates and ways to make college more affordable.
It's a bad situation for the future. Mm-hmm. The country's got to make college education affordable, and kids can't be asked to graduate with an albatross of debt around their necks.
Mm-hmm.
It's tough for them, and it's bad for the economy. So we've got a situation that's at a breaking point.
A report from the Project on Student Debt found Vermont had the sixth highest average among those who graduated in 2010 for student loan debt from public and private four-year institutions. I'm Pat Bradley, WAMC News.